Yo!
Hey, he's going. Happy Body Thirsty Thursday.
First beer of the day.
We fucking worked hard today, I'm telling you. Oh, mate, in the comments section already. Hey, brother! Wait to my own show. That's the way I roll. That's Thirsty Thursday for you. You know what I mean? I'm telling you what we're doing. We're going to watch this. I was just checking out. We've got news. We've got heaps of news. There's heaps of weirdos and weird stuff happening on planet Earth. You know how it is. And I'm reminding the world, I don't make this shit up. We're going to go. We're going to go, right? This is the craziest news. Scotland, the government's going to pay for women's tampons, the taxpayers of Scotland. That's fucking nuts. And then we've got paid maternity leave for people, dog mums and cat dads. People who get new animals are going to get maternity leave in some Brisbane fucking brewery. How ridiculous is this? Two articles. We're fucking done. Nah. How ridiculous, mate. This world is getting insane. And the only solution Dusty has is we watch this fucking beer bong compilation. I haven't seen this, so we're watching it together. Here's some inspiration. Bang. Fucking nice. This is what Thirsty Thursday is all about. Get that down your neck. Oh, look at this fucking legend. Oh, drive-by beer bongs. This is what I'm all about. The water beer bong. Holy fuck. What have I been doing with my life? Beer bong in the shower. Upside down beer bong. I need an underwater beer bong. Like, desperately. See, heaven on earth. Straight from the tap, beer bong. Fucking delicious. Yeah, brother. Epic. Army guys need to do it mid-combat and be like, fuck it. Keg stand, nah, needs to be done, but what is the little ticker timer? This is the ultimate beer bong. I think this is the second arm of it. Oh, what the fuck? That's like me and Black Lungs doing them ones. Doesn't it look amazing? This is where this channel's going, people. Epic beer bongs. I'm taking my beer bong everywhere I go. Fuck, I'll make one, dear. I'm gonna make one, just like I made this beer bong. Strapped to me wall. Under the ice, underneath the snow beer bong. Through a kid's slide. That's classic. Oh, the Muslims. Terrorist attack after that one. Just camels. Everyone's getting amongst it. World peace through beer bongs, people. I'm telling you. Oh, just in the bath beer bong. You gotta love life, don't you? Delicious. And that's the end of it. That was fucking epic. I'm telling you, the descent is gonna happen, man. We're gonna fucking cop in the link. Who's coming on? Dear Beltran Roots, he's coming on. You can fucking do a beer bong. There's the link. Yeah! All right, let's fucking load up this beer bong. I got my inspiration. Just go to any local fucking hardware store and you're going to be bloody building your own beer bongs and living the dream, people. First beer bongs on the house. Thanks, everyone in the chat. It's the sound of inspiration straight down the back of my neck. Anyway, let's read this stupid news around the world today. I can't believe this shit. What do you want? Doesn't get any worse than this. Oh, I should share the article. That's so cute, these pictures of these fucking animals. I'm like, oh my God. I want one. No, I don't. Sorry to hear about your cat, dear Beltran. Dear Beltran's cat died. But anyway, how stupid is this? Pardon me, I'm going to burp. Paid leave for new pet owners offered to Brisbane brewery staff. Doesn't he look fucking like you just want to eat that dog? No. Rest in peace, cat. Good on your roots. That's fucking mad. Yeah, this little bugger. Oh, I need a D-Live. Hope you know I'm dual streaming this to my D-Live. Anyone watching? Nah. 54. I've got some new subs on here. That's good. Jeez. Good on your D-Live. I'm going to keep an eye on my D-Live tonight. I'm not going to be slack. Anyway, let's read about this paid parental leave for pets. This is the dog mums and cat, the fucking, yeah, dog, cat mums and dog dads of the world. Get this. Government benefits ensure new parents are offered paid maternity leave. I reckon that's a good thing because we need more babies. We need natural population growth. And, you know, it's kind of bullshit how they like, we're going to give you paid parental leave. Right, it's more like you're getting your tax, a bit of your tax money back. So they're just like robbing you and being like, look how good we are for giving you a bit of your taxes back. What a fucking joke. Yo-ho-ho. It's my anniversary on Sunday too. 8 years married. Here we go. Where am I? Yeah, government benefits ensure new parents are offered paid maternity and partnering leave. And the UK company is now offering its Australian employees a similar scheme where they bring home when they bring home a new pet. I can't believe it. This is like a Brisbane fucking brewery. I think the brewery itself, but is you can bring your dog to the brewery. So it kind of makes sense, but God in heaven, I can't believe it. This world is, like, going mad. I love, like, don't get me wrong, I don't mind cats and dogs, who you'd have to be a fucking weirdo if you didn't, but the only people who hate dogs are Muslims, you know what I mean? And then you got it, that raises the alarm bells, people. You know what I mean? Cheers, everyone! Thirsty Thursday. But I can't believe that this local brewery is offering paid. They're only giving them 1 week. If they get a new puppy, a new family pet, they offer them a week's maternity leave. Is it kind of incentivizing cat mums and dog dads, you know what I mean? It's like, don't have a real family. We'll just migrate new people. This is the problem with the fucking this stupid company, you know what I mean? They should give them an extra week when they actually have a real child, you know what I mean? Not a fur baby. I hate dogs licking my face. Ugh, they are disgusting. The dog mums and dads. Yeah, the people who have fucking given up on the reality of life. You know what I mean? Like, we should all have the natural instinct to want to have a family. Like, I can't fucking, I don't really get it. You know what I mean? I understand some people. I got like a few mates out there who are like, it just didn't happen for me. And I'm like, I wish I could have a family. I've got concreter mates, right, who are 50. I had a dude at work, two dudes at work, both in their 50s, and bang, went with like 35-year-old women and knocked them up and bang, started their families when they were like 55. One dude banged out three kids at like 50. I think his last kid was like, he had three kids. His last kid was at 55. I was like, what a fucking stud. Yeah. Parenting leave. Can't even pronounce that word. Is that when you bring home a new chick and you both just. No, it's when you go to make a real family. I always tell, when I was a youth leader, I used to say to the kids, I'd be like, how long does it take to create a baby? And they'd be like, 9 months. And I'd be like, probably about 3 minutes for you boys. No. And it's fucking true, because a lot of them now are 19 and knocked up. And I just say, God bless them, because they didn't have abortion. So good on them. What's this say? Percent zero is your best knocking up years. Yeah. Here we go, Roots. It's fucking retarded. I hate those people that call their dogs their kids. I take my dumbass dog to the dog park all the time, and these fucking idiots are multiplying. All the terrible dog owners. I know. They are like retarded, man. I can't believe it. And this brewery... this fucking brewery is just like adding to the frustration. Like, fair enough. Fair enough. Like, you know, you have a family, and then you have your family dog. You have your kids and they grow up, and you're like, or you have like Boar Nordic. He's got a family pig, just as good. Yeah, 50 is your best knock-up years. That's right. I hope to see a lot of Patriots just having another crack at it, you know what I mean? And never give up. I've seen it. I've seen the old concreters, you know what I mean? Tough as nails, love to have a beer, and they just like find some 35-year-old woman when they're like 50 and then just start a family. Fall in love. Never give up. That's what I say. Don't become a dog mum or cat dad. I have a lot of respect for, like, you know, I have a dude, one guy at my church. He's an old dude. He's handsome as fuck, 55 or something. And I'm like, how many kids have you got? Where's your kids? He's like, I never had kids, mate. Didn't happen. I think his missus couldn't fall pregnant. I was like, fuck, bro. And the same dude had both of his brothers die. I was like, what the fuck? And that guy came a pastor. You'd think he would be like angry at God. But I guess, you know, he had his shit together and didn't go that route. He was like, nah, started to put his life towards helping other people. That's always a good thing. And that guy, he'd be like a great father figure for so many young men. So, you know, if that's the kind of situation you're in, I don't want to heap the shit on you for not having children. But, you know, because I got plenty of guys like that who are great role models to me. And but yeah, don't throw the cat fucking fur baby thing in my face and justify it. Like, you know, that's what gives me the shits. They call it the, what do they call, I can't even fucking pronounce this. I don't know if you can see it. Paternity leave scheme is available to staff at BrewDogs Brisbane Brewery. We need to go to this brewery. I'm telling you, pardon me, I shouldn't be burping in the mic. I'm telling you, we're going to rock up to this. This might be the new like PB secret KFC society. This is the secret Sasquatch society's new bloody pub. We're going to crown it our own. You know what I mean? We'll just rock up. How you going, mate? I read an article in the news about you. Maybe this is the thing, boys. This is the shithole pub, right, where all the cat mums and dog mums are there, and they're like, oh, my fur baby. And we'll just send in all the studs in there and be like, right, boys, this is your hunting ground. This is where you're going to meet that woman. You know what I mean? This is where you're going to go. They're already vulnerable. They're so desperate. They got a fur baby. You know what I mean? They're all ripe for the picking, boys. So, you know, tip of the hat. Join Metallogram, the Dusty Bogan's mates, the secret Sasquatch Society. No, it's the secret KFC Society, but either. And we're gonna be doing up. I'll do a live next time when I'm going to this pub, and I'll be like, oi, I've got all these single studs who we've brought along here to save these cat mums, these dog mums, from their miserable lives. The boys are going to start knocking them up. This is the mission. You know what I mean? It's just destiny. I didn't know. Like, this just so happens to be in my city. You know what I mean? The stars are aligning. All the patriots, this is the calling's going out to repopulate the planet. Don't let these dog mums, you know, cause the population of the West to fucking go on this downward decline. You know what I mean? It's your duty to go to this pub and fucking just, you know, dogs only. They have a short lifespan, these dogs. No, okay. Where are we? Anyway. Paternity leave scheme is available to staff at Brewdog's Brisbane Brewery, which opened late November. Company spokesman Clive McDonald said, paternity leave is a great benefit that Brewdog's can offer its employees worldwide. Wow, so it's like a worldwide company. Can you bring, like, it's called Brewdog. So is it like, can you take your dog there? Is that what's going on? Like, basically, it's an extra paid week of leave. Did I make this article so you can read it? I don't make this shit up, people. This is for real in my city. Basically, it's an extra paid week of leave that you're able to take when you adopt a puppy or get a new puppy in the house. Mr. McDonald said the perks had been crucial to retaining staff in an industry like hospitality. What the fuck? What is wrong with these people? How come they just can't have a family? Like, you know what I mean? They can't be ugly as fuck. I think the biggest problem on planet Earth that we have right now, you've got, like, you know, I got a mate. He's pretty short. I'm not going to name names. He's buff enough. He's not ugly. He's buff. He's got a good job and a home. A bit short. And fucking, he wants a 10. He wants to find the magic 10 that does not exist. So he's like, that bird, I want her. And then some bird will come up and be like, hey, you going, mate? And he'll be like, and you know what he's going to turn into, boys? He's going to turn into a dog dad with that attitude. Like, time to balance it out. If you're a 5, for a 5. If you're a 5, you can go for like 7s and under. 7s to 5, it depends how pissed you are. You can maybe do a 4 or 3. You're lucky if you get a 7. Let's just face it. And if you don't pull your head in and realize and start, like, you know, we don't see Conor McGregor fighting in the heavyweight, do we? You know what I mean? So you gotta work out. You don't wanna punch above your weight, you know what I mean? You gotta find 7 to 3. I'm saying if you're a 5, that's your range. 3 is probably 4 two after two. Yeah. 7-3. You're going, like, if you're a five, you know, if you're like a five in the ratings of 1 to 10 in attractiveness and overall ratio, you know how it is. It's like attractiveness, got a job, you're not a bludger, you're not an asshole, you're a real asshole with a good job, and you're ugly as fuck. You're still a five. You could be on like 100K a year, ugly as fuck, and an asshole. You're probably a six. You could be good looking and on the dole, and you're like a four. These are the scales of reality. And so many people, you see them at the pub and they're like, you know what, they could be a five. They could be a standard five looking bloke. Some bird comes up who's like a six and he's like, nah, prefer to be a dog dad the rest of my life, a miserable bastard. A good man is hard to find. Well, don't go to this fucking dog dad pub. Maybe you should. That's where the desperation is. Just Google it, dog dad pub or cat mum pub, like this weirdo bar we're talking about. What's the name of the bar? It's like dog brew dog. Next time, you know, just Google brew dog and you'll be like, what's going on at the brew dogs? All the dog dads and dog mums, the desperados, they're so desperate. Maybe you go in there and, you know, you just need to like, I love dogs. That's it. You're already in. You're already in. You already know something about the bar. You got a conversation starter. You get the ball rolling. Roots knows he's already got a missus and kids. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. Yeah. From my particular point of view, get an ugly woman to marry you. Yeah. Nah, you gotta get good looking. The thing is, there's a good balance out there, people, but you got to be realistic. And if you could get like a fixer-upper looks-wise, but you can't compromise on values and work ethic, I would say the values work ethic is two most important. That's it. And then everything else, you can be like, she's a bit bigger. You'd be like, all right. Buy her clothes to make her suit her figure. And then you got to diet and work out together. You know what I mean? Same with the bloke. If you're a bloke, you can't be like wearing shirts too tight so your fucking beer belly sticking out the end of it. You got to wear the clothes to fit your body. We all got to do our bit. You got to look the part. You got to be attractive enough. You got to be nice enough, people. You know what I mean? You can't be an asshole. You can't be on the dole. You can't be unemployed. Or if you're unemployed, you got to be like looking for a job. we got to be like, or you could be filth. You could have a good paying job and terrible with your money. I had a mate, right? I started this job. I was a trainee working for my mate, and he was making four times as much as me. And I had to lend him money every week to buy his lunch. He was terrible with money. I was like, at the end of, I think I worked there 6 months and I saved 5K. And I was lending him and the other like bosses money. You know what I mean? It was terrible. So we got to get the balance right here. The dog dads and the cat mums. Don't worry, dear Beltran. You're going to be all right. There's one of these brew dog pubs, and it's said that they're like the international. Just look up brew dogs, and this is the prime hunting ground. These are the people they actually want a baby, but they're like substituting it for a fur baby. So they're like semi there, but they're kind of giving up. They're in that right, they're in the right point of desperation. Ready for you to come in there, swoop in there and fall in love. I've been married for 8 years. I'm the happiest I've ever been. Life is good. And like, you know, 8 years. Like I told you on Cheap Tuesday, I'm like, I eat fast food once a week. Last week I ate it twice, once a week. I'm trying to keep my drinking under control. I don't like go and get married and I was like, I'm buying a deep fryer. You know what I mean? I'm going to put on weight. I'm going to stop going to the gym. I'm going to stop working out. Give up. No, that's not what's going to happen in life. You know what I mean? But yeah, Roots is the man. He's done a good thing. He's got his missus, he's got his kids. He's a good hard-working dad. What a good role model. There's so many good role models. Bo Nordic, he's another good role model of mine. Family, working hard, still fit. Bo Nordic, you see Bo Nordic, if he's ever joined the bloody KFC secret society, the secret Sasquatch society, you know what I'm talking about. You might meet Bo Nordic and you'll be like, this guy's a stud. Still working out. Roots, you mad dog. He's just the truth talker. Anyway. Yeah, no, and Roots, Mrs. When Roots came on my live and his missus was like, hey, Dusty. That's a nice person. So that's a brother who knows. You listen, you take advice from people who know. You know what I mean? I'm always like this. Keep my ears open, listening for that good advice. You know what I mean? And then you got to, some of it is just garbage. I remember I got like engaged. So I got engaged 11 years ago, man. I think it was 11 years. No. 9 years ago, I got engaged, right? We went to a cruise out to Vanuatu, proposed to the missus on the beach, diamond ring, beautiful. And funny story, it was pretty funny. We're on the beach, tangent, this is going on tangent. We're on the beach having a swim in Vanuatu. My missus is like, aren't you going to come in the water? I'm like, damn, I've got this ring in my pocket. I'm like, I don't want to go in the water. This ring's going to like float into the Pacific Ocean and I'll be down thousands of dollars. You know what I mean? At that point, no. And then, yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, about to propose. And then this like wild three-legged dog, there was two women, young girls, young, you know, 18, 19-year-old girls, sunbathing, and this three-legged dog comes out of the fucking jungle of Vanuatu and it starts biting their bikinis and, like, ripping their bikinis off. They're like, ah, ah. And my missus is like, go help them. I'm, like, running over, like, kicking this three-legged fucking Vanuatu dog. Like, get back. You're ruining my shit. And I think the locals are like, locals sitting up in the trees, like enjoying the show, they must have been thinking, what the fuck is he doing? Giving the jandal to the fucking, you know what I mean? Kicking that three-legged dog like it was Dia Beltran's cat. No. Can't say. I'm sorry. Anyway, the true story. What was I saying? Yeah, this is what I was. We're going on tangents, but the moral of the story is bad advice. So I've tangented out because we're listening to some good advice from Brother Roots here, right? ROTC Roots, Revenge of the Sis Roots, and there's the Kiwi coming out. And yeah, I know the jandals. Damn. 5 years living in New Zealand, mate. Some of them words are still where's I got my chili bun, bro, right there next to me. Nah. My jandals. Anyway, we talk about good news. Keep your ears out, the good advice, but you gotta know the bad advice. Sometimes you gotta eat the meat and you spit out the bones, you know what I mean? That's good advice. Anyway, I propose, and then, you know, if you ever go on a cruise ship and you know, you get chatting to people and they're like, oh, yeah. And my missus is like, oh, he just proposed, and showing the ring. And some bloke, this guy, he's like, I've been married for 50 years. Do you want some advice? He goes, we've been sleeping in separate bedrooms. It's great. And I was just like, get away from me, you fucking moron. That was fucking retarded. Like, this was the first interaction I had with some guy on this cruise ship. And then everyone else is just like, everyone's going ballistic. You propose. If you boys, I'm telling you, this is real. If you go on a cruise ship and you propose to your missus, right, you got to be prepared, because the whole fucking cruise ship, everywhere you go, they'll be like, oh my God, oh, that's the engaged couple. And they're like trying to do fucking announcements. And you're just like, you're like, thank you so much. Free drinks. Help a brother out. Nah. On cruise ship, it's Thirsty Thursday every day. You know what I'm talking about? I've got enough trouble understanding Bogan Kiwi. Lost me. sorry. I'm going on tangents here. We're giving up on this bloody McDog, Mr. McDonald and his brew dog. We're done with this pub, right? You guys done with this pub? Dear Beltran is going to do a special where she goes to Brew Dogs and she can just do like a live from Brew Dogs, because this is Brew Dogs is international. So this is the new hunting ground. This is where the cat mums and the dog dads. Well, that looks like a woman who actually has a family. So God bless her. That's a real woman who's got children and a dog. This is why you get a dog. My missus wants me to get a dog. She's like, I wanna get a puppy. I wanna get a dog. And I said, we'll get a dog when we have children, and the children are able to help look after the dog. Oh, but I want it now. And I said, but I will have to take the dog and look after the dog. Roots knows. Roots jumped on my live the other night, and this dog ate. His kids were feeding the dog all this different food, and then the dog had the shits. And he's like, my dog's shitting everywhere. I had to wake up in the middle of the night, and he jumped on our stream because he's on the other side of the earth. This is the reality of having a dog. You know what I mean? So if you're like sitting there and you're like, yeah, mate, my missus, she works at this fucking Brew Dogs pub and they offer maternity leave, and I'm too much of a fuckhead to have a family. So I'm bloody, what we're doing is he is the guy. When she goes and gets fucking three cats and two dogs, you're the guy. You're the one, brother, who's looking after these dogs. No one else is looking after the dogs. Get her a dog. No, because I looked after, right, you know when Black Lungs, remember Black Lungs? We were playing basketball and ping pong and beer bongs off the deck and all them good times. Black Lungs had three dogs, right? He got evicted from his house because he wasn't allowed any dogs, but he had three of them. So Dusty saved the day and had to take his dogs, and I was looking after three dogs. And Black Lungs moved into my house. He had his three dogs. And you know what? You know what was happening? The dogs would be barking at night because fucking Black Lungs would leave them outside, or he would leave them locked inside. And I'm waking up all hours of the night fucking shut the fuck up to these dogs, give them some food, whatever. It's all right, little darlings. You know what I mean? Anyway, I said, ringing them up, Black Lungs, where the fuck are you? It's 2 a.m. It's a work day. It's a weekday, Black Lungs. The fuck are you, man? It's 2 a.m. Your fucking dogs are barking. You give me the shits. I don't even want your fucking dogs here. Eventually, the dogs ran away. They escaped. My house was like a prison fence. I was like digging trenches and putting chicken mesh and everything. I did everything for these fucking dogs, right? Trying to keep these dogs from escaping. These dogs kept escaping. They went to RSPCA, and Black Lungs rings me and he said, "Darrett, the RSPCA, man, it's going to cost me a couple hundred bucks to get them out. Can I borrow some money to get the dogs out?" And you know what I said? Fucking leave them there, mate. My bleeding heart. So I'm sorry for being a fucking asshole, but them three dogs gave me the shits. And I said to my missus, I'm like, I'm all dogged out. And when I said, when I have my own babies, my own children, and they're like, "Dad, I want a dog." And there's like desperation, like tears rolling down their face, crying. And my missus is standing in the background like, "Get them a dog." And then I'll say, "Okay, because I love you." But until then, I'm burnt out on the dogs, people. I'm burnt out.
Yeah.
Got 3% on iPad. Gonna call in. Yeah, brother. Call in, Roots. You fucking mad fella. Anyway, here's this. We can't even get through many articles on the show. Like, I've got a lot of articles here. And what do we got? I'm going to have to go through. Oh, this is number two in the stupidity list of the world this week. And this is like, this is thanks to my missus, actually. The dog thing and this article. My missus said, "Oh, my friend, she shared this article and we're all talking about it." And I'm like, "What article? Can you send me these? So she sent me the dog article and I said, "This is just unbelievable. I can't believe this world I'm living in these days." You know what I mean? But it's not terrible news. You know what I mean? But for me, I'm just thinking like, I'm very tolerant. You know what I mean? They preach this word, this tolerance, don't they? They just shove this tolerance down. I'm tolerating these freaking dog mums, these dog dads, the fur babies. I tolerate fur babies. I'm a very tolerant man. You know what I mean? Dogs bark all night. Yeah. My bleeding anus. Yeah. That's what the dog's saying, pretty much. Ah, and then the other dogs there, fucking. They just, you watch the dogs. I used to watch these dogs off the balcony. And you just watch them, eh? And they're kind of actually like assholes to each other all day long. You know what I mean? And then at night, they're just fuckheads to each other all day long. And then the sun goes down and you're falling asleep and you're like, "The day's over. Thank fuck." No. And then the dog starts barking. You know what I mean? I would never kick or hurt a dog. You know what I mean? Or an animal, unless it's for like hunting purpose, like in a proper way. But they give you the shits, you know. They can give you the shits. But my missus had a dog. My missus good. She trained her last dog, her family dog. It was a good dog. She did an amazing job at training this dog. Didn't need to walk it with the lead. You know what I mean? So I got a lot of faith in my missus. This is amazing. Anyway, this is the next article. We're moving on from the fucking fur babies before I crack the shits, you know. And remember, people, you can fucking give me a super chat. You don't have to be a tight ass, even if it's a dollar. Dusty is the master of cheapskates around the world, so any dollar you give me is literally a beer. Here's me fucking PayPal if you want to fucking donate to my PayPal. Then I'll do a beer bong. Nah. Anyway, let's read this article. This is another bloody stupid. It's another stupid article I was reading this week. What the hell? I can't read it. Oh, yeah, I can. Period poverty. Scotland moves to a step closer to making sanitary products free for all. How did the whole world survive without sanitary products? You know what I mean? Like, how did we survive without public healthcare and public education for thousands of years? We didn't have this huge government doing everything for us. You know what I mean? Like, how do we survive? I don't know how we survive, but there seems to be a big fucking dependency on the big brother government. And when you start like saying like, now I need the government to provide, everyone needs to shit. Do I need you to provide for my toilet paper? Hey, CRF, what a fucking legend. We're doing a beer bong for CRF. We're putting the fucking news on the hold. I'm telling you, these Carlton Dries are delicious. That's just like, I should get a fucking job for Carlton Dry. Just beer sales around the world. Shit, my beer bong looks like it's falling off the fucking wall. Thanks, brother. That was amazing. Paid to drink. Your generosity is like filling my heart with love. Cheers, brother. Cracks another one. Ah, delicious. Thanks so much. Free. Is it insanitary? Yeah. Pardon me, I'm in a burp. What an animal, eh? Sorry, Lisa and any other ladies in the chat. I'm an animal. This show is I have to tick the box. Adults only. This show is beyond drag queen story time. You know how that's kids are apparently the left think kids can, you know, it's perfectly fine for drag queens to read story to kids. But this show is like fucking R18 plus. You know what I'm talking about? Here we go. My dad drinks Carlton Dry. He's 83. In a legend like Dusty. Fucking oath. That's awesome, brother. And it's cheap as chips. 8 out of 10. Dusty! Thanks, Lisa. Where am I? I'm jumping to this article. And this kind of like, I read a little bit of this article and I thought, I kind of felt like a bit of throwing up in my mouth, but... The main thing about this story, it's all about the big government fucking stepping in into our lives. Here we go. Scotland is expected to get one step closer to making period products free as MSPs vote on groundbreaking legislation today. I'm sure it will be like the feminists. You know, when we pass late-term abortion in Queensland, in my state, just last year, and they're like, now you can murder healthy babies in the last trimester. And they all they were crying in the parliament, crying because they believed it was a good thing. This is a great day for women's rights. I couldn't fucking believe it. And this is the same thing. This is like mindless retardation. Like, I don't understand. Like, whoever these people think they're like, well, you know, these politicians are like, well, my constituency, the people who vote for me, my cohort, the people who vote for me in my electorate, it's a very diverse community. And if I, you know, don't capitulate to the fucking, who are they? It's like demonic. Like, I don't know where these thoughts come from. And I say demonic, maybe it's a bit of hyperbole, metaphorically saying, I don't know. They literally smell like sulfur. They have green, like a green tinge to the skin. You walk past, you could like see them, you know. They're having a state election in Queensland. I think it's in 4 months, 5 months. Could be longer. And I seen one of these lizard people on the side of the road with a sign. Politician, vote for me. I thought I could smell it from a fucking 1,000 meters away. Smell like sulfur. Is there a bushfire? Oh, no, it's a politician on the street corner waving, vote for me. Fucking scary, mate. The lizard people, they're fucking, you have to be, I'm very skeptical of anyone who would run for any kind of political position. Like, they have to be, you have to be fucking weird. Like, there's a certain amount of weirdness that is, you know what I mean? I'm a bit of a weirdo. I could have a run for this shit. Like, Donald Trump, I love the guy, but he's a bit fucking weird. You know what I mean? Pauline Hanson, she's about as good as it gets in Australia when it comes to politics. She's a bit fucking weird. But don't worry, the rest of them are even weirder. Nigel Farage is probably the most normal politician. Or he's the most normal dude. He's like, I don't even want to be here. I don't want to be here. I fucking hate this place. I hate all you people. I don't want to fucking be here. You know what I mean? He just wanted to get the fuck out of there. Job done. Brexit's happening. I'm fucking done. Good man. That's a good man. They're all closet Satanists, bro. Hey, Brucey boy. Tony, look at the head on this guy. Powerful. That's what I'm saying. Here we go. Roots the fucking mad dog. I love it. We're going to look that up. We are looking that up. What is that called? That's got to be here. Oh, yep, 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 yep. Where is it? It used to be here. I used to have it on my playlist. So, this is a version of this badass song that roots the legend. I call him ROTC Roots InfoWars song. This is the version of it that I think is the best. I don't think this won the competition. Here we go. I'm angry. If you haven't heard this, it sounds good. You can hear the sound. There are a bunch of Christian murderers, scumbag, and giant dead babies, keeping babies alive and selling their bodies. This is the best. The more you need to know about these people.
I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green looking skin. And they run around screaming, we love Satan. If you wanna eat babies. I'm sorry. I can't. Hillary's in the creepy, weird, sick stuff, man. Oh. Sleeps in the same room with a creepy weirdo woman. His mother wears a hood over her head. The woman number one is a.
This is the best.
Imagine how bad she smells, man. Told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
Yes. This is just so good. Nice pink shirt, you fucking faggot. You can't even say that anymore. I think he said Bill Clinton's a rapist, too. I've got to find the original. Oh, shit. What am I doing?
Six elves said the crap. We don't even notice hell itself rising up against us. Millions are pouring in, people of the very worst type. And I'm so pissed. We're gonna stab your door at the mall. Oh, oh, oh. We're gonna stab your wife, your son.
I don't know where it is.
Gonna stab you with a butcher knife, and then the police chief is gonna say, we love our Somalis, we love our Muslims, oh they're so good.
Anyway, I can't find
oh,
it.
Oh they're so sweet.
Ah, it still goes. This is we're only halfway through this. This is the. I don't even know the original.
Okay.
Giving me time to find the original.
Thank you, thank you.
See if that comes up. Maybe this is it. I don't even know if this is the original. Anyway. We're pulling this up. I need to find it. No, I don't. I don't want to. Is this the original? Here we go. You let me know. Oh, we got an ad. This is what happens when you're a tight ass and you don't pay for.
Going round and round.
All these songs were on my. Oh shit! Are you joking me?
Sparks fly in South Carolina as 2020
Democrats
make
their case
to be the next president.
The Cuba.
Are you joking me?
The paradigm of absolute control.
Is this the one that won the competition?
To be in nature and be natural, and this is where we find the source that God made.
Yeah, that's what I just put. That's what I just.
Why they want to try to keep us out of it?
Oh, I put InfoWars song. Yeah, this is it. This is it.
I've had enough of these people.
Use ad block, Dusty. True that. That's this is it.
I go out and face this scum.
I used to listen to this all the time. It was on my playlist. So good. Yeah, your kids are awesome, Roots. You've done a great job. What a godly man. Man. This is just the best, man.
She sleeps in the same room with that creepy weird woman whose mother wears a hood over her head. That woman number one is ugly.
He knows.
Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
What a mad dog. Just a rig. Yeah.
Vampire pot and the goblins are hobbling round coming after us. My spirit gets close to that evil and I feel it go. We're such self-centered crap. We don't even notice how the sound is rising up against the millions of burning people of the very worst time.
Oh shit! True that. Yeah, this feed will probably go down because we can't. This is not a freedom of speech platform. I always forget that. The amount of crazy shit that I have done, like the interviews, I've done interviews with Australian politicians back early, in the early days when I was only on Facebook, and damn, I got away with saying some amazing things. Normal stuff. Normal for us. Normal for the normal. You know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Yeah, look how much Alex has changed in a few years. Apparently he's like 40 or something. Like, I'm seeing how old he is. I love the guy, but yeah, 46. I'm pretty sure when I'm 46, like, we're still going to be doing this, people. And what's that, 14 years? I don't think I'll be, like, looking as bad as Alex Jones, but that dude's been through the I don't know if he's been through the ringer. I think he's a crazy workaholic. You know what I mean? He's a fucking madden. He's off the booze, I believe. Oh, was he like a big pisshead or something? I got this Christian TV, and I had something like, it was stupid, like 280 channels. And like the insanity, you think like we used to like Western, I'm used to Australian Christianity. And then you're like, there's like two kind of Australian Christian channels, and the rest of them are like African and Middle Eastern and Indian, and just every single nation has like a Christian TV channel. Anyway, on this Christian satellite TV that I got, satellites on me roof, it like diverts all the energy away from Dusty when I do my live. This tinfoil actually lines this roof as we speak. No, only joking. I should do that. I should just line the walls with aluminum foil and then do these lives, you know what I mean? Be like, under my hat, my hat's lined. Next live, this fucking hat's getting lined with aluminum foil. And especially, I'm tangenting out. Anyway, the Christian satellite TV had Alex Jones InfoWars as one of the channels, and I was like, hey babe, they fucking axed Alex Jones off, they deplatformed him, and I'm like, what? Dead set. I turn on the Christian TV and he's got his own channel, and it was awesome. And my missus, dead set, the missus is like, I think he like got a divorce from his wife. And my missus like, I can't stand this guy. My missus hates divorce. You know what I mean? She'd be like, no. Dude, it really made her angry. I was like, okay, that's fine. Put the ears in and watch it on my phone. Nah, any joke. Get G'd up. Nah. Did you see the Save the First Amendment summit today? No, I didn't see it. Oh shit. This is the thing about like all of that. Oh. His wife was Jewish. Is that right? Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, the thing is about all like if there was this First Amendment summit. Like this live, we haven't said or done anything wrong. Nothing wrong. You probably talk about the First Amendment summit today and your life goes, you just go down. So I've just please follow Madee live. Please know dustybogan.com, because I want to keep doing this. This is amateur hour. This is me having a beer. I don't claim to be an Alex Jones or a Gavin McInnes, far from it. But I actually have fun doing this, and I'd hate to get deplatformed again. Yeah, because I got deplatformed off Facebook once, and I had a big following, and that it took a lot to like get the just go. I'm keeping at it. And good thing the Revenge of the Sis pick found me and gave me like a boost up again in my subs. Cause like, you know, I was like, dude, I went from 5K, I was getting 5K views on all my videos on Facebook consistently, minimum 5K. And then bang, done and dusted. Started from nothing. I think I had 200 subs on YouTube at that point, getting like 30, 40 views. And I'm not doing much better now. But it's enough to like feel like I'm still enjoying being in the game, being in the fight. You know what I mean? Because we're in a bit of a tussle for I think we're in a bit of a fight to just normality, like just to be normal. Like these people are so fucking stressed out. There's a demon under every rock for the world. Like, I don't know if it's mainstream media. This is a theory I have. The mainstream media is competing with fucking guys like Dusty who can crack a beer open and do a beer bong. So they're freaking out. So that a demon, a devil under every rock. They're looking for demons under every rock. They're trying to – not only are they trying to tear down the alternative media characters, big and small, because the big-time mainstream media is freaking out. They're losing money. The advertisers are losing money. So they're looking for demons under every rock, so they call us all these names. That's bullshit. And then they fucking – then they go and then – it's all clickbait. Everything's clickbait. So our senses are all blown out of proportion because there's not only are they looking for us to be they're trying to say that there's something wrong 10 years ago. That guy said this joke. So we got to deplatform him. They were watching an Alex Jones song. We got to get rid of him. You know what I mean? This is the real shit, man. This is how they try to do whatever they can to get rid of the big and small players in the game, because the mainstream media are losing out. They're going broke, mate. They are going broke. I don't think they can compete with fucking anyone, with any beer-drinking redneck bogan who has a fucking bit of common sense can do this. And just fucking destroy. Like, I was watching the news the other day. I don't know what's on this piece of paper. I was watching the news the other day, and it's like, and there was bushfires today. Bushfires down the road. There's a bushfire up the street, and a cat died, and fucking blah, 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 blah. A guy got stabbed, a guy, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, babe, are you watching this? How fucking boring. How pathetic. I was like, geez, I want to just crack a beer open and tell that same story. That guy was a fuckhead. Gives me the shits. Hello to So What as well. Yo. Oh, are you So What's friend from like Scandinavia or somewhere? Pro tip. Here's a pro tip from the comment section. The mainstream media aren't in it for the money. Maybe not. They're beholden to the advertisers, but that's for sure. And they're like, you know, so if anyone chips me a dollar through my PayPal, that's like direct. Yo, shout your beer. No worries. Thanks, brother. But the mainstream media are like, fuck. They have to capitulate to every need because they're like, fuck, they don't want to lose a dollar and offend anyone. They don't want to limit their market. Here's Roots, the mad dog. He's in the comment section. And sorry for going on a million tangents tonight. Brother Roots.
Here's Roots, the mad dog. Shit. He's in the comment section. And sorry for going on a million tangents.
I can hear you, Sam.
Brother Roots.
Yeah, hey, give me a second.
Yo, yo, yo. Can I go bang? Oh, you'll have to Yeah, I'll just add him back in a sec. Anyway, I've gone on so many tangents. We're chasing down every rabbit hole. Where is this fucker? Brother Roots sitting here. Yeah, what I'm saying is follow me fucking D-Live. Jump on Telegram. That's probably the only freedom of speech platform there really is. It's as close as we're going to get where I can be offended, bleeding heart. Guess what? I get offended too, people. People say or can say all sorts of shit that would offend me, but I still believe in freedom of speech. You know what I mean? Like, I still believe it's okay. I don't mind being offended. You know what I mean? And this is the main point of freedom of speech that I believe in. Yeah, things offend me. I get offended too, but I don't want to silence everyone. So follow me fucking D-Live and me Telegram. The link's below somewhere anyway. Yo, you ready, bro? How you going?
Yeah, I'm good to go, man.
Yeah. That beard's looking fucking good, mate.
It feels good, man. It's fucking snowing out.
Is it?
It's shitty weather. Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, shit. But, so it's like you open that door and there's snow on the ground out there.
Yeah, man. Maybe I'll show you. I got the door right here, man. You want to see?
Fucking oath. Right. I'm sitting here in like 30 degree heat, sweating my balls off, brother.
There's my dumb dog. Can we see this shit?
Yeah, yeah. Go down a bit. Yeah, can see a bit of snow. Holy fuck.
Yeah, it was coming down. That's pretty beautiful. Fucking hard. So, yeah.
That's nice, bro.
Yeah.
That's badass.
Get the fuck in here. Come on. Come on, you big dummy.
Brother, I'm sitting here with like a cup of ice on my balls. It's so hot in this fucking house.
Ah, shit. And y'all got them fires. Are those fires still fucking going out there?
Nah, they're all pretty sure it's all gone now. But like, they're, you know, everyone's like freaking out. People were like, I'm doing a live and everyone would be like, yo, Dusty, I'm thinking about you, bro, with the fires. And I'm like, there's like
living in my house. Fuck it.
It's like, man, the truth is Australia, I think they said my state, right, that I live in, they could give everyone alive today 2 acres of land and 7.5 billion people could live in Queensland. Like, it's a big fucking – this is just one state. Like, we're huge. Queensland's probably double the size of California, like just my state. Like, massive.
Is my screen, like, screwing up on you or no?
No, I can see you fine, brother.
My iPad or my girl's iPad is like fucking jumping and shit. Yeah. But say that again. They would give how many acres to people?
I think they would give 2 acres, right, to 7.5 billion people. So we could all get 2 acres and live in Queensland. Like, it's fucking
just vast as hell.
It's huge. It's just fucking massive. Like, yeah. Besides from half of it is uninhabitable. Like, this is the thing about Australia. I think it's like 20% habitable. You know what I mean?
So there's no way to like work the soil or anything like that?
Oh, there definitely is, bro. There's still so much coastland that we haven't even, like, there's so much land here that we're just, we could build another fucking 50 cities the size of Brisbane around the coast, bro. Like, it's so big. Like, it's crazy. And the thing is, it burns. Yeah. It burns and it burns and it burns. And they're like, there's fucking all these fires. But it's just like, no, it's not really that close to densely populated areas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's, dude, I think we.
It'd be like Alaska. It'd be like Alaska, bro. You know what I mean? Like, you probably got 4 million people in the whole state of Alaska. Where are we going? Roots is frozen. He's gone. He's frozen. His Wi-Fi's done. Damn shame that was. We were going on a fucking mad rant. Roots, show us your guns. Last time, I think Roots pulled out like a pistol one time. He's like, I got my guns right here. He doesn't sound like that, but. But Roots lost all his guns in a boating accident. He doesn't have any to show. Yeah, that's right. We have to play the censorship game, people. Like, I don't even know if DLive is as bloody. Yeah, he's gone. Roots is gone. Anyway, let's go through this fucking. I'm almost going to burp again. I have to at least read the articles that I said we're going to read. Like, I got 10 articles open up here, and we read one article. It's pretty terrible going right here. Anyway, and this one's probably going to make you want to throw up in your mouth a little bit. Can you see this? We're going to have a little look. Bang, you read along that. As if you want to read along anyway, I don't know. You're probably thinking, like, I can't read that anyway. Scotland is expected to get one step closer to making period products free as MSPs vote on groundbreaking legislation today. If passed, the period products bill would make Scotland the first country in the world to provide period products, including tampons and sanitary pads, for all women for free. Are they going to, like, nationalize it? Is it going to be, like, the only thing Scotland actually makes is, like, fucking tampons? You know what I mean? And it sounds like these stories, they sound like, isn't that fucking amazing? Like, this is such a – what a great move forward for women. What a great – what happens if – are we going to start – Scotland needs to do toilet paper. Everyone shits. You know what I mean? And this is when government's just getting out of control. It's getting out of control. Like, yes, my bleeding heart goes out to these people. Like, oh, the Scots. What happened to the toughest people on earth? What happened to the Scottish dude? We went grocery shopping like, oh, it was probably, I don't know, it was probably 2 months ago now. I was doing grocery shopping. I was like, hey, babe, blah, 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 whatever I said. I can't remember what I said. This dude goes, are you talking to me, lad? And I said, nah, I'm talking to my missus back there. And then he said, straight away, the Scotsman, what did they do to you? Did they punch you in the face? He reckons I have a broke, he's like, your nose, lad. He starts giving me shit. The Scots, what happened to Scotland? Like, this Scottish person, he would be pissed off. He'd probably say, like, oh, it's a good thing. I might get my Scottish and my Irish mixed up. It always happens. It's like a platypus and platter pie. I'm always mixing up my pussies and my pies, you know what I mean? But, yeah, the Scots, something's gone wrong in Scotland. These are the people of the Highland Games and kilts and Braveheart. And we probably all have a bit of Scottish blood in us. And that's the reason you can drink piss and never put on weight. And you can work hard and you can eat fucking hamburgers and shit all the time. And you're okay because your ancestors were tough as fuck. And now Scotland is handing over their sovereignty to tampon factories on every fucking corner. They're going to nationalize the fucking period products, and it's going to be a tax-funded haven for all your necessities, women. It's going to be a feminist paradise. What the fuck are we going to do? What is Scotland going to do? The toughest people on earth who want to do Highland Games. I have Lacey back. I've been trying to hit up Lacey. If you remember Lacey, the Scottish lady, and she's hilarious. She'll like she'll get pissed on her live and fall asleep. Like, she's so fucking funny. I can barely understand her, but she's awesome. And, you know, what's going to happen? Yeah, Lacey's got to be like, Lacey, you don't even have, she doesn't even have to work anymore. She's like, all you need is like $5 hot chips a day. You know what I mean? You spend about, I don't know, $35 a week on hot chips, and you just, and a fucking carton of beer. And then the government's going to give you all your, everything you need over in Scotland. They're going to look after you, mate. Anyway, let's read this fucking article. Let's have a little look. It comes after. We're going to just skip down a little bit because, you know, there's a whole lot of shit in these articles and sometimes I get caught up in it. Here we go. Mr. Leon originally estimated the bill would cost around $9.7 million a year to the government, to the taxpayers. So, you know, whilst the government gives I'm sure the government has an unemployment benefit. You know what I mean? They pay. I mean, my Irish cousins came and lived with me. They came and worked with me. They came to Australia. And we would drink every Friday night. We'd drink a carton each and the stories were fucking hilarious. They were good blokes, right? But they were part of, it was the European Union. They were like, hey, we get about, I think they got £220 or euros a week or something. So these people in Scotland, they get government support. They get a fuckload of money. They get looked after. Like if you don't have a job in Scotland, they pay you. They pay you all good. And these people are like, I can't afford to get me fucking tampons after the government's already given you £200, 200 euros, probably less in pounds actually. And Brexit's happening. So thank fuck for that. But it's, you know, even though Brexit's happened, the Scots are making some fucking stupid decisions right now. I can't believe it. They reckon it's going to cost $9.6 million a year for the government, but the government has estimated the annual bill to the taxpayer would be substantially higher at around $224 million. Why? Why is there such a huge increase? Brucey boy. The gays need tampons too. Oh, absolutely amazing. How could it cost? So they're saying it would cost around $9.7 million a year, but the taxpayers would but the annual bill to taxpayers would be substantially higher at around $24 million. Is this just like red tape? And like bureaucracy, we had a fucking another tampon got sold. We need a. There's some fucking crazy feminist who writes it down and like has to do a virtue signal post or something on all social media. It took her fucking 8 hours to do, you know, a post on fucking. Oh, I had to do a post on Facebook. We sold another fucking tampon to a desperado who spent all her dole fucking. She spent all her social welfare at the fucking local pub on the pokey machines, the Scottish lady, and she went and got her free tampons. And so now the government has their layers of red tape and bureaucracy, and you know, it costs more than double. It's almost triple the cost. The actual cost is $9.7 million, but the taxpayer ends up paying $24 million. Ahead of the debate, groups including Girl Guiding Scotland, sorry, and the trade union. God, you know the trade unions are going adrift now. You know the 8-hour work day? That was a great achievement. Thank you so much, trade unions. But now you've gone to shit. They have been infected with the, you know, they always, we were so worried about the coronavirus. I'm just worried about the fucking moron virus that's getting around on planet Earth right now. It seems like they got a bad case of it in Scotland right now. Over 20, get this, you get this, right? Over 25% of women in England, Scotland and Wales have missed work or school because they could not afford to buy menstrual products. What the fuck is happening? Like, are they unemployed? So if you're unemployed in a fucking modern Western civilization, you get government handouts, you get social welfare, you get money every week, every fortnight coming into your pay, into your bank account. All the fucking, and all the taxpayers are paying for it. The working class people, majority, are paying for the shit. And so they're like, 25%. 25% of women in England, Scotland, and Wales have missed work or school because they couldn't afford to buy menstrual products. Jesus Christ. I want every month, give me a fucking, I'm going to work 3 weeks and then just be like, I'm working 3 weeks and I'm having 1 week off because me fucking, I've got me period. I need the link, Dusty. Oh, Brutes, brother. I probably won't have you on, bro, because I gotta go and like soon enough. Not right. I gotta go soon enough because I gotta, me anniversary's coming up on Sunday, so I gotta go to the jewelry shop. I gotta buy a gift, little, you know, something nice. 8 years, mate. I know how to fucking make it work. You know what I'm talking about? If you come on, brother, we'll be necking beers all night. Next time, for sure. Sorry, brother. Next time, for sure, for sure, for sure. We tried. I got to knock this article out, and I think there was a few. I got like fucking 10 articles out. We'll knock a few out, mate. Knock them on the head. If you're going to watch, like, don't even this is a tip for you. Roots. Ha-ha, fuck you. Yeah. Thanks, bro. Next time for sure. I know what it's like. You'll get on here and we'll talk shit and and then the beer will be flowing and the good times, and then I won't get to the shop and then it's not the way this bogan operates, you know what I mean? I got to have the balance right. I got my shit together, you know what I mean? I know how to operate. I've been with this woman for 11 years, 12 years. You know what I mean? The anniversary's coming. I gotta hit the road, Joe, soon and get my shit together. Not last minute. I'm fucking onto it. I'm teaching you boys how to fucking do this shit, man. Yo, yo, yo. Anyway, let's fucking read a bit of this article. This is Juicy Scotland. What happened to William Wallace? What happened to freedom? Why don't they just like, anyway. Ahead of the debate, groups including blah, blah, blah. We don't even know. I already read that shit. Blah, blah, blah. I don't even know if I want to read any more about these stupid idiots. Like, fair enough. This is the thing. Like, fair enough. There's some poor as fuck people. How could 25% of women not have, like, that's like a bloke. Like, you don't have 25% of all blokes who are like, sorry, mate, 25% of blokes couldn't make it to work because I didn't have enough money for toilet paper, bruh. No, I had to take a shit and I sat on the dunny for an extra week because my car ran out of fuel. Like, there's some things that are a priority in life. Like, these people are not, this is not fucking Thailand. Like, me and the missus, we went to Thailand on a honeymoon. And there's people that don't have social welfare. They're begging on the streets for money. They're handing out – this is some cool stuff I've seen in Thailand, but there's, like, old ladies, like, 80 years old, making, like, little flower necklaces, selling them to drunks for, like, a dollar. Come up and put it on your neck. And she goes like this. There was no social welfare over there. This is not Thailand. This is Scotland. These people get fucking paid to sit on their asses and do nothing. And they can't get their shit together. But the government... the government here is giving fucking free tampons. They're socializing women's business. Every taxpayer is paying for it. Well, you know, I mean, I guess at the point where the retarded governments around the world, they've said it in Queensland and my state, they're like, we want to pay for your abortions. This is how they fucking... I've seen them around election time. I did a video last year when we had our federal election and there was a lady there and she's like, free dental, that they're trying to buy my vote with free dental. You already put fluoride in the fucking water, right? We have no say in this shit. They put fluoride in the water because people are people so fucking retarded. They can't put toothpaste and brush your fucking teeth once or twice a day, preferably twice a day, people, for fuck's sake. And they put fluoride in the toothpaste. At least you're spitting the fucking toothpaste. You put it on your teeth, you rinse your mouth, and you spit it out. But they got to nationalize toothpaste. Scotland, the first nation to nationalize tampons. And what's next? Toilet paper and fucking toothpaste and toothbrushes. And what's going to be next? I want my fucking beer to be paid for by the government free while I sit on my ass. So these people are sitting on their ass. They get social welfare. They get a paycheck every week or fortnight. They don't know how to fucking, they spend their money on fucking, what are they doing? Sitting on the pokey machines, chain smoking. Whatever they're fucking doing. One day if I'm on the dole, you know what I mean? God help me. If there's some kind of fucking recession and I can't find a fucking job and I'm like, fuck, I'm sure it would be terrible. But they're going to still pay me. In the West, we still get the dole, you know what I mean? They still give you fucking social welfare, you know what I mean? And I just think when I went to Thailand on my honeymoon 8 years ago, and these people are like, this is where like these people work their asses off. Ain't no lazy Thai person where they don't have fucking social welfare. All these countries, these people work their asses off. They come up with all these ideas to make money. You know what I mean? It gives me the shits. Should we pump through some fucking good news? What the fuck? I'm hearing some ad in my fucking ears. Ha 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 ha. Anyway, I've got some Donald Trump declares Weinstein verdict a great victory for women. While the fucking world is treating women like... How the feminists are like, where the feminists are like, oh, women are so, women get the dole in Scotland. They get social welfare. The women so fucking pathetic and shit that they need the government to spoon feed them. The minute this shit happens, it's like the government might as well be like, well, actually, you don't get the dole anymore. We give you a little fucking package, comes to your home, and everything's in there for a week, and you're on rations now. Like, this is the future, people, of this whole scenario that you should be worried about. When the government starts saying, well, there's free, all this free shit. What, as soon as there's a free something, I'm telling you fucking what, soon it's going to be, well, if you're unemployed, we give you a you don't get any money actually, but you get a package once a week and it's everything you need. And that fucking, there's dole bludgers out there who are probably doing all right. They got that shit together. You know what I mean? They're just like, fuck, brother, there's my industry I'm in. There's no work at the moment. I'm between jobs. I'm looking for a job. And that, you know, some people get stuck on the dole for 6 months and they find another job. But, you know, all this shit is just one step after another. It starts the thin end of the wedge. This is just the beginning. I'm fucking terrified for Scotland. I never knew Scottish people were so fucking stupid. And my surname is Scottish. My family are Scottish. My ancestors come from Scotland. And like I was saying, like every Scottish person I meet is fucking awesome. That's so, the Scottish dude I met at the fucking supermarket, he was just abusing me. He was sledging and taking shots at me straight away. Straight away. What's wrong with your nose? I didn't know they stuck shit that high. I'm saying, my missus is like, do you know this guy? No. I said no, but I want to get his number. I want to go to the pub and drink with him. He's my kind of guy. She's like, he's just slinging, you don't even know him. He's slinging shit on you. I said, yeah. He's a fucking weapon. I like him. You know what I mean? Maybe you're thinking about this all wrong. Maybe they're bringing back jobs to Scotland. They will become the first women sanitary product producers in the world. Maybe they will. Maybe this is just innovation. You know what I mean? The feminists have got this one right. Or not. Yeah, that's right. It's more like they're going to ship in the coronavirus-infested Chinese tampons. You know what I mean? Built in some slave factory with like 16-year-old girls on 50 cents an hour. And that's the vicious cycle of the retardedness of this world. It's not – yeah, we need to hear from Lacey. I know she emailed me before. I know. We need to do a whole show with Lacey. And I'm like – I hit up Lacey. I emailed her. I'm like, yo, Lacey. And she messaged me today on my Telegram. So I don't know. It's like the weird time difference. I'm sure Lacey's probably like – it's probably like fucking 9 o'clock in the morning and she's already on the sauce going to get her free tampons at fucking – local supermarket, you know how it is. Let's just bang out a bit of this. Trump declares Weinstein verdict a great victory for women. US President Trump has declared Weinstein guilty. Verdict, great victory. Yeah. I think from the standpoint of women, it's a very great thing. It was a great victory. And sends a very strong message, President Trump told the media. Apparently this dude, the 67-year-old, faces up to 29 years jail and will be sentenced on March 11. And there you go, people. This is fucking, you know, this is Holly Weird, and they're trying to indoctrinate us all with weirdo sexual fucking weirdness. You know what I mean? Every time you watch anything from Hollywood, there's no such things as sex scenes anymore. It's always adultery scenes. You know what I mean? Like, what happened to just people being like, oh, I love you. You're my fucking boyfriend or my husband or my wife. And it's just normal, but it's not. It's always like, oh, no. And they fucking just, it's like cheating. It's adultery all the way. And it's Holly Weird. And yeah. Weinstein. The fucking weirdo of weird people, there they are. It's a great victory for women out there because the groper's getting fucking 29 years in jail. Thank fuck for that. We've got we'll just smash out these last fucking articles. Widely How the fuck do you even say that dude's name? This stupid idiot Muslim dude from the 7 p.m. project. He's unashamedly woke on climate change. They're banging on about climate change on fucking the 7 p.m. project. Channel 10, the project, is unashamedly woke, pitching its program and what it calls news at young and presumably the ill-informed. That's right. If you're getting your news from the fucking 7 p.m. project show, it's probably not, it's not the best place to get your news. This is probably not your best place to get the news either. You know what I mean? But fucking a whole lot better than them retards. And here we go. They're pushing the climate change. They're saying they were saying how Germany is this amazing place with the efforts to fight climate change. They reckon in Germany, right? They're banging on how great Germany is and how they're doing such a fucking amazing job. But at the same time, Germany pays 126% higher power prices than the United States and 41% higher than Australia for the cost of power. It is fucking insane. And this is the stupidity of the insane left wing and all the shit they push. They'll tell you how Germany is doing such an amazing job with the fight against climate change, but they'll stop to tell you that they're paying 125% more than America for their power. It's just another form of fucking taxation that they, you know, blind. It's like the daylight robbery. You know, have you ever heard about this? My Jamaican friend, his mum's Jamaican, his dad's English, he told me, he's like, have you ever heard of daylight robbery? Apparently in England back in the day, they would charge you a tax to have a window in your house. How fucking crazy is that? And that's all this is, daylight robbery. Court hands Trump win in Sanctuary City fight, saying administration can deny grant money. Apparently they did a grant worth $250 million, pretty much helping illegal immigrants. $250 million. Now Trump has the power to say, no, you can't take $250 million of American taxpayers' dollars and give it to illegal immigrants. They're not even paying into the pot. They're fucking stealing your jobs. The illegal immigrants are stealing your jobs, not paying tax and trying to double dip. It's fucking insane. Could Bernie Sanders do to the Democrats what Jeremy Corbyn did to the UK's Labour Party? This is an article from, I think it's Fox News. We don't have fucking time for this shit. Anyway, these are the articles I was going to read before I went on 1,000 fucking rants and 1,000 rabbit holes. But anyway, people, I'm sorry to say that we're going to have to fucking end tonight's show. Remember to go to me. Remember to go and like me D Live and like my I'm fucking back. I dropped out. I can't believe it. Thanks for waiting. Anyway, wrap this show up because it'll go buy my missus a nice for our 8-year anniversary. So I got to get my shit together. I've gone 10 minutes over. Have I got any fucking beer to drink? It's so bloody hot right here. I got my beer sitting on me balls. That's how hot it is. My roots is sitting in the fucking snow. Can you believe it? Thank God for this YouTube, you know, we can all get together. You just got banned. Yeah. Sometimes when I do the it's always when I do the screen share and somehow I get the wrong fucking I don't know how. I swear to God, I do not know how. But I just encourage everyone, please go to my links are below anyway. You can go to follow my D Live, follow my podcast. Someone bought a hoodie. Someone bought a hoodie from a merch shop. So I think it's really pretty reasonably priced. Number one, I reckon go to my Telegram, Dusty Bogan's Mates, if you want to banter. I'm on my phone a fair bit, like, you know, on Smoko and lunch and that. Go to Telegram, we can banter, buy a fucking shirt, follow me podcast, follow me D Live. That's all the backup shit, you know what I mean, that I got going. So I can continue this when I'm an old, when we fucking, as the years roll on. Yo, Lisa. But anyway, God bless his, hope he's had a fucking. Yeah, mate. Anyway, is this Lisa and you've changed your profile picture? Or is it the same, like Lisa, who used to have like the anyway. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for coming on Roots for like 10 seconds before your sound fucked up and then I cut you off. You missed out, arsehole. I had a whole arsenal to lay out. I know. Next time. And then we would have sat there all night beer bonging and fucking loving life. Anyway, thanks, everyone. Yeah, it's my cat. Same Lisa. Oh, sweet. Good on ya. Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, Roots. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for the super chat that I got. Fucking God bless you. Hope you have a good one. Hopefully I'll catch you. I'm going to church and state summit conference thing tomorrow night and Saturday night. So it's going to be a bloody good one. I'll maybe I can do a live. We'll do some live interviews. We'll see how we go. Ha, ha, ha. Fucking arsehole. Yeah, that's right. Thanks, brother. God bless you. Have a fucking good bloody week. One more day to go, and then we hit the weekend. And then we do it all again. And there'll be more idiotic news. Can you believe it? This is the thing. Yeah, oh, sweet. Lacey told me to hit you up too, Roots. If you get onto her, bro, you need to tell her to be like, yo, you need to watch. If she jumps on when I'm live, I'll just fucking bring Lacey on anytime. Like, Lacey is good as gold. You know what I mean? Anyway, God bless you. Thanks heaps. I'll catch you fucking. Hopefully, I'll do a little live tomorrow, Friday and Saturday when I'm at church and state. So, bang. If not, definitely, I'm locking in. I'm locking in Cheap Tuesday, Thirsty Thursdays. KFC and beers. Oh! Lacey, fuck, how you going, love? Oh, you got to keep, you got to tune in, Lacey, because I'm about to close up. I got to go to the shop. My anniversary is coming up. I got to buy a ring, or else I'd have you on. But I got to get you on. Anyway, next time, Lacey, you're coming on for sure. Yeah, I'm good as Lacey. Hit up I seen your message on Telegram, so I didn't message her. I got home late this arvo from work and had to get my shit together for this live. And I seen your message and I was like, oh, shit. I haven't even replied to you. How rude of me. Yeah, we'll tee up a live, Lacey, and we'll have a bloody beer together, eh? God bless you. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Have a fucking good Thirsty Thursday.